This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Congratulations. Good yuck. Good yuck. Good luck.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Write that down.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, here we go. Nice big show. John Newcombe not far away.
Yeah.
Unbelievably impressive young Hawke midfielder.
Ah.
Geez, he has a crack. Jason Richardson, because big racing coming up on the weekend, of course. The screen's the seven. And then Harry and Ben Mackay in studio.
Are they coming in here?
Both in.
Both of them.
So therefore, you'll have to acknowledge you're wrong.
I will. If they both come in.
When they come in. You said they're the same bloke.
Isn't one injured?
Well, only just.
What do you think?
Mightn't have been when he came in. Bill, welcome to you.
G'day, Jimmy boy. And big day, Thursday, of course. The fourth test has started, Jim. We'll talk about that very shortly.
Oh, yes, please.
Aussies are away.
Mm-hmm.
And just love this because we're going to Perth.
We are.
We're telling the people that?
Yeah.
They're good.
We're very honest with where we are in the world at end.
So we're flying out tonight and we'll be in Perth tomorrow.
Perth tomorrow. We've got the big launch of the station over there.
Yes.
So we're going to be chatting to Andy Brayshaw as part of tomorrow's show. So, big show tomorrow. I see Davey Reynolds.
But
anyway, this one's going to be a massive show. So stick around next couple of hours.
Guess who will stay here when we're in Perth?
Who?
Old numbnuts.
So what?
So what? So let's dance.
Ding, 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 ding. One of the great movies, Kedish.
He loves it.
Oh, it's, I can quote you the whole show.
All righto, Ramsey, hit it.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
We've also got this, a nice little whap-a-lap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Bronze. Are you predicting bronze?
Oh, yeah, big time.
See, that's your problem.
What?
You always under-deliver and over-take. Righto, here we go. The fourth test is on at Medabat, Jimmy boy over there in India. Big, big crowd. It holds 132,000.
Not that many there, but there'll be a good number there.
I'll tell you who's there. Both prime ministers.
I'll tell you who else is there. Travis Head.
He is there. What is he?
He's on 31 not out from 39 cherries.
He's seen him well.
None for 56 Australia. Why would you leave him out of the first test?
Well, we'll talk about
that. One of the more brain-dead pieces of selecting in modern history.
That's behind us now, Jim.
I don't
we look
care.
Forward.
All he does is keep proving people wrong.
I know.
Empty.
He's
our man.
Batting beautifully.
Star.
And none for 57, the Aussies. So they won the toss. Steve Smith won the toss and batted.
Elected to bat. It looks like a good pitch.
Tell us about the wicket as you look at it.
It just looks like a proper cricket pitch.
Spot on.
Unlike the rubbish they served up in the last test.
Mm. No change for the Australian side, so they're happy with that. Both PMs are there, Modi and Albo.
Yep.
And didn't they steal the limelight early on,
Jim? Trying to get on a chariot and going around the ground? What sort of behaviour is that?
They did a lap of honour on a float.
Well, and then Albo...
it was a float.
...is linking arms with our players on the field while they're singing the national anthem.
Yes, exactly.
What's that about, Bill?
Well...
Not even Bob Hawke, our most sporting Prime Minister, actually got out on the green stuff with the players.
He was up at the bar, Jim.
Well, of course he was. Or Johnny Howard, he used to wear the tracksuits. Even he wasn't out on the ground.
He was in the practice wicket, bowling those offies. No, but I liked it. I didn't mind it. Good on you, Elbo. He's out there just flying the Australian flag. Right. So none for 57, going nicely at the minute.
Yes.
And Khawaja's 14 not out there. So go on. Speaking of cricket, Jimmy boy, the Australian A team is back.
Oh, you told me about this.
They are going to a tour of New Zealand ahead of the Ashes. They're going to play 2 4-day games. And they're going to use the Duke ball.
Of course.
So that's
ready
the one.
For that series. There's a boundary to Khawaja, so he moves nicely to 18, none for 61.
But have a listen to the Australian A squad.
Yes.
Cousin Wes, Agar.
Yes.
Bartlett, Hardy. We like him,
Aaron
Jim.
Hardy.
Hanscom. Spencer Johnson's in that
love
side.
Him.
Yes. Callaway, the Victorian.
Yes.
McSweeney, Joel Parris. Mitch Perry's been taking wickets for the Vics, been going well. Jimmy Pearson will probably keep. Matthew Renshaw. Mitchell Swepson, Tim Ward, and Teague Wiley.
Teague Wiley's an interesting
boy.
The young
boy.
They had a great time of it this year, but has got lots of talent.
Hanscom's in it.
Yeah.
But he's playing for Australia.
Well, he's just going to get used to some English conditions. I dare say he'd be the captain.
I would imagine, yes.
Yeah. Speaking of that, the Marsh Cup one day yesterday, Jim.
Oh, no.
Now, what did you predict? Because we were watching Western Australia just have their way.
Well, did I predict it on air or off air?
No. What did Jim predict on air? This is WA's innings.
WA en route to making close to 400.
Well, give us an update, please, in the Marsh one-day final.
27 down, one for basically 150. So one for 150, Bill. They're doubling that minimum. So I reckon they're going to make 330, 340.
Right.
Yep. They made 380.
330, 340, and they made 387, mm-hmm. So you got it wrong.
No, what did I first say? They'll go close to making 400.
Well, how many guesses you want?
What was the first thing I said?
400?
Then I said they'll go close to making 400. This is exactly what happened. Then I said South Australia will battle to get to 200, and they did.
You said 400, then you said 330, then you said 340. So I'm going to say Australia, I reckon they'll make 250, 275, 300.
Brabs, do me a favour and replay the first sentence I said yesterday. WA en route to making close to 400.
Well, give us an update, please.
There we are. Close to 400 is exactly what happened. That hasn't gone well for you, has it?
No.
Thank you. So what else do you want to replay while we're at it?
Let's keep that going, Rabs, because he's never wrong this turd over here.
No, I'm not wrong. I just played it then. In fact, Rabs, go back to the start and hit play again. We'll have another listen. WA en route to making close to 400.
Well, give us an update, please, in the Marsh one-day final.
27 down, one for basically 150. Wait. So one for 150, Bill, they're doubling that minimum.
Fatty's got out!
While you were playing stupid replays, our man Travis Heads just got himself out, hit it straight to mid-on.
And seeing him so well, that's disappointing. That is really, really disappointing.
That is disappointing. One for 61.
That is very. We've got a bit of footy news. Where's that footy news I had here? Because.
Come on, Trav.
Yeah, that is disappointing, Jimmy boy. Cripper is going to be okay for round one. He hurt his ankle, didn't play last week in the practice game. But he's going to be okay for round one. That's going to be a beauty, that Thursday night game.
Will be big.
Richmond and Carlton. And Sam Darcy, son of Luke, our man.
The unicorn.
Has signed another 2-year deal.
Happy. Yes. He's playing where his great dad played and his grandfather. That's a great story.
Where would, because Bevo said the other day he's going to play forward.
I liked him last year, Bill. I liked that just at the third up marking contest. I think just let the young man develop, mind you. Bevo's forgotten more about it than I'd bloody know.
Exactly.
But he is a beauty.
Righto. One for 61, the Aussies, as we take a break. And Joy Newcomb.
Yeah, good
that's
boy.
It. Hawthorne star joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Who's the fat ball bloke?
Triple M. A week away from round one, and our next guest took the AFL world by storm last year. It's Hawthorne's Jai Newcomb.
And here's Newcomb. He'll improve the angle quickly. Snap around. He loves it.
Got it.
He knew as soon as he let it rip.
Number one draft pick from last year. Newcomb. Brilliant effort. He just charged at it.
He goes short to Newcomb from 55. Goes for home. To the quads.
One of the great stories, Bill. Mid-season draft, came almost straight in. Tackling machine, dominated, of course, in that part of the game. And
yep.
Has since become a very complete midfielder. Jai Newcomb, welcome to you.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
How's the off-season gone for you, mate? Are you fitting strong and improved?
Feeling really good. Had a good break. Been able to relax, get back home for a bit. Didn't leave Australia like some of the boys and had a good time.
When you went back home, you went back to Poo-Wong.
Back to Poo-Wong.
Yep. Or Poo-Right.
Poo-Right, yes, as it was for 15 minutes.
Yeah, they changed the name, Jim, of the town.
No.
From Poo-Wong to Poo-Right.
I get that, but why? Yeah. Just to
support, publicity.
Yeah, supporting gut health.
It was good. It was actually a good thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're saying you've never been out of Australia.
No, I haven't. I've stayed here, been, what am I, 22 this year and haven't left yet. So,
haven't left Australia. Yeah,
we'll get it done eventually.
Well, yeah, a lot of your boys did. Where'd they all go?
Europe did Mykonos over in Greece and London, Germany, Oktoberfest. They had a good time.
Did they just not get around our man, the Nuke?
Or did Georgia say, you're not going?
Yeah, she pulled the strings. Couldn't leave. Nah.
It wouldn't be the first time that's happened.
No, I know. Actually, I got told once I couldn't go on the footy trip. Stay behind
by
and
your
actually.
Because they didn't want to.
No, footy club, Jim. Footy club. Said, you might get in the gym and do some work. But...
Porter and Couchier, they all said, listen, Bill, you're not coming.
They wanted the fat on the trip. Don't worry about that. But what do you do? The best young player in the comp last year, voted by the coaches, by the way, second in the best and fairest, played every game, really, really good year. So what do you work on? Do you work on something yourself over summer?
There's a lot sort of. Only been in my third year, essentially now. There's still a lot of upside, I think, for what I've been working on. So a lot of speed, a lot of contest work. There's a lot of guys that are still bigger than me inside the midfield within the AFL. Cool. So,
geez, wouldn't be too many.
No,
look at him.
I know. Look at him. What do you do for speed?
A lot of like acceleration stuff, power lifting in the gym, quick feet, all that sort of stuff to try and break out a stoppage if I can and go forward.
So. What did you do on Christmas Day? Because
tomorrow,
yeah, we talked to.
Who do we speak to tomorrow?
You told me that on Christmas Day down at your holiday spot, Jim, that all the Brayshaws come along and little Andrew and Angus ran 100-100s.
100-100s.
You told us that.
They've been doing it for years.
Yeah. Do you do anything like that?
No, nice family lunch and a couple of beers.
Do you go back to Poo Wong, have the big Christmas lunch?
Yeah, mum's side of the family for Christmas Day, nice lunch, and then sort of try and get through the afternoon without falling asleep pretty much.
Backyard cricket?
Yeah, a little bit of that. Yep, it's all happening.
Georgia, is she? We've asked this before, but she's from Poo Wong as well?
Garfield.
So not far.
Yeah.
She's happy to drift back there. Yeah. You're not dragging her kicking and screaming.
No, it's only half an hour away, so it works well.
Now, Sammy Mitchell, how's that looking? Because you've cleaned out some experience. So how do we feel about that part of things?
It's really good. It's really exciting, I think, for the group we've got to sort of take on a lot of new roles for the season, a lot of leadership as well to sort of develop into and sort of hold each other to account, so...
And some punching on.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
A lot of practice.
Were you in the middle of that, Nuke?
No, I haven't featured any of it yet, so just standing on the outside.
Got a little bit in it, but there were a few that were, it didn't quite punch on, but certainly pushing and shoving.
Yeah, a bit of push and shove. Yeah, it is good. He does love it. Young Sammy Butler's been in the middle of most of it, so ruffling a few feathers, which is good.
So when it happens, just for the people out there that love their footy but aren't on a senior list, when that happens, they blow the whistles and just walk in and go, listen, while we love it being willing, we don't want to see you punching your own blokes, or do they just let it go? What happens?
No, just let it go. It's all part of it. Yeah, I think we've had two or three, and the media seem to have captured all of it, which has been pretty funny. But, it's just part of the moment is what it is, and as soon as that's over, continue on with what's going on. So,
who is the best boxer at the club?
There's a few. Jarzy does a bit of it outside of the club. CJ throws his weight around every now and then.
Who was the first one?
Jarman Impey.
Yeah. Outside the club?
Yep. There was plenty off season, see him boxing a fair bit. Yeah. Badger was throwing Butsy around. I saw that, so I wouldn't want to.
Who's Badger?
Sam Frost. Sorry.
Jai's saying all these names, and Bill's eyes are just getting wider and wider. I don't know who any of these people are.
Badger. Well, how am I know? Badger. Did you go to the Brownlow last year?
I did, yes.
Oh. 11 votes?
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, bloody hell. Did you have to scull, really?
No, I didn't. We were pretty mallow table. I was sort of had to be well-behaved because Cripper was sitting right behind me, so I was in the back of his screen the whole time, so couldn't be making too much trouble. But
a couple of the tables went to a bit of effort. Like the Western Bulldogs had the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if they were a three-vote option, I actually don't mind that.
That was good, yeah. It was funny. Funny on the night. We might have to get a bit more creative this year.
Well, we need to take a little break here with Jizer because we need to talk about the Bombers. First up, they don't like each other.
No, they don't.
At all.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Life's hard. Harder if you're stupid.
John Newcombe from the Hawthorne Footy Club has stuck around. By the way, believe in the Hawks. Grab your new membership for the 2023 season. HawthorneFC.com.au.
Oh, now we've got John Newcombe in here. And, of course, they start their season, the Hawks, on Sunday at the G. This is next week.
Yep.
Against their arch rival, the Bombers. Ooh. Are you made aware, I imagine, regularly, Jai, just how much these two clubs don't like each other?
Yeah, we got a fair bit of history at the Hawks within our coaching staff as well that sort of bring this up with Colo way back. I'm sure it would have started well back then. And then, Sammy's had a few heated clashes with the Dons along the way. So, it's been brought up a few times, but I'm sure it'll come up again the next week or two.
We did a thing for Seven pre-season, a recorded thing with all of the boys talking about their, rivalries and opponents, all the rest of it. And this game, the line in the Sam game came up with Campbell Brown, who was only a baby. And he said Dermot himself came down and said, we need to fix this up because we're getting trodden on here.
Yeah.
And he said all hell broke loose in the fight. So Campbell said, I looked around and Dean Rioli was next to me. So he said, I thought I'd better get him in a headlock.
Oh, no.
He says, Campbell reckons he was about 78 kilos and Dean Rioli was in his mid-90s. So he said he grabbed him in a headlock and Dean Rioli just carted him around the ground. Couldn't get him over. So he said he literally just ran around with me on his back.
Campbell.
Remember that, though? That was one of the most extraordinary things
ever. Dermot burst into the change rooms.
He did.
He said, we can't take this anymore. No. And they were beating him on the scoreboard.
And punching him up.
Exactly right.
So that's why it's such a brilliant rivalry. Yeah, I love the Hawthorn.
Good game, this one, too, won't it?
We don't know much about the Bombers.
No.
But had to be said, we're not sure about Jai's mob either because they have got a very new look about them.
Well, the new captain, we're happy with Sis.
Certainly are.
Yes. How's he going? Beautifully?
Yep, going very well. Taking it within his stride nicely. Seen a great growth in his leadership over the years. And, he's going to take the club in the right direction, that's for sure.
And we've picked up Amon.
Yes. Quality. Yes.
Yeah, where will he play? A wing halfback or?
Yeah, wing predominantly. Mm. Try and get him using his nice left foot.
Bloody oath. And Lord Meek,
Lloyd.
Well, he thinks he's Lord. Lord Meek. You can call him Lord.
I might call him that from now on.
How's Big Meeky?
Yeah, he's going well, fitting in really well. Made the adjustment pretty quickly, which was good. And hopefully he can give us some good service in there in the midfield. It'd be nice.
Tell the Hawks fans about the two high picks, Cam McKenzie, Josh Weddle.
Yes, Cam McKenzie. Hopefully, most of the Hawks fans watched him play last week against the Pies and looked pretty comfortable at AFL level straight away, which was pleasing. And Josh is he's a ready made athlete already at the age of 18, so it's going to be pretty exciting to see what he can do running up and down the wing as well.
Got some good kids there. What about goals? We need some goals. So Cozzy, how's he going?
Jacob. Yep, presented really well against Collingwood. A few good contests up forward for us. So. Hopefully he can finish off with a couple more goals. Would be nice. Emerson Jekyll will float around there. And Ferg Green's come in.
Yeah, looking tell us strong. About
Ferg. He's a sort of your hybrid.
The Fergmeister. Tell us
Matt, he just turned that around for me. That question.
He's looking really good. Hybrid forward that can sort of get up the ground and drift back and be really dangerous. And hopefully Jai Strong will get a look in again as well this year, playing a very similar position. So,
Louis, how far away is he?
Five or 6 weeks from now, I think. So he's tracking really well in his rehab, which is pleasing. He's feeling good and everything's heading in the right direction. So it's exciting for when he'll be back.
The cricket's on, 1 for 72, the Aussies. Being a country boy like your good self, you would have played footy, cricket, tennis, golf, everything?
Footy, cricket, basketball, golf.
Yeah?
Yep.
Any good at cricket?
Wasn't bad. Got a couple of hundreds next to the name. So
Jim.
Hold on. Make 100 bill. Doesn't matter what level you're at.
Who for?
As
who
you wouldn't know.
I made an assumption and Essendon.
One for Hallora Cricket Club, which was where I played all my cricket, which is 10 minutes from Poong.
Yeah.
And then a representative 100 as well. So
not bad. Yeah.
Now, how's the house going? You're living with Ned Reeves and Lockie Bramble?
Yep. No, it's going really well. We've been together 12 months now and just moved into a new place. So boys are good quality. It's always good fun.
Who does the work? Because normally when there's three, someone's clean and actually does the cleaning up and worries about the dishwasher and the other two do bugger all.
Yeah. Big Ned, what would he do? Hits his head on the bloody door.
he did that a few times at the old place. It was quite humorous. I'm definitely the cleanest. Right, I'll take that. Brams doesn't love cooking. We'll handball it off more often than not.
Yep.
Noodles is probably the best cook in the house. Noodle. You can have that title.
So
but
you clean, Noodles cooks, Bram does nothing by the sound of it.
He gets away with not much, I suppose.
So what is the other thing, Bill? Some blokes just don't clean their sheets. But they'll sleep in their bed linen for about 8 months.
That's all right. if you're young.
No, Bill.
Well, actually, maybe not.
Not Bill. Who falls into that category at your joint?
Yeah. No, we haven't got anyone in that category. In terms of that, we're pretty clean, which is good.
And do the club dietitians and that keep a close eye on you? Or once you're in that house, you can eat and drink whatever you want?
No, we're checking in pretty regularly. We're like skin fold tests and that monthly.
You still have skin fold tests?
Yeah, I had them done today, so it's happening pretty regularly.
Yeah.
What are your skinnies?
I was 38.8, so
that's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with
anything
that.
Anything under 50, Bill?
Yeah.
Did you ever get under 50?
I get it on your hips.
For a double?
It'll get you on the hips and then go to about, I was on about 80 then, so I was in trouble then.
Stupid. I used to raise the bat.
One of the great
back end, you would have got close to a double ton.
Well, I didn't do them. They just refuse. That's just stupid stuff. What, I'm out on the ground chasing the ball and the Clippers are there to get me a fat test. Fair dinkum. Hey, all the best, Joe. We do love the way you go about it. Well done last year. The Brownlow votes and the second in the BNF. And, they like Sammy Mitchell just plucked you from nowhere, didn't he? Everyone's going, who's bloody Joy Newcomb?
Bill, he was under their nose at Box Hill. They knew exactly who he was.
Everyone outside of Box Hill. Was saying, who's bloody John Newcomb?
It was an excellent piece of mid-season recruiting. Jai, when you leave here, are you going to go back to the boys and go, I didn't realise what a dingbat Bill actually was?
No, it's been a great time. I'll come in any time and listen to this.
What are you doing this weekend? You got off, haven't you?
No, I'm training Saturday.
Just to explain to people who weren't in the room.
Yes.
I said to Jai, we're just sitting here watching the cricket. I said, what's up for the weekend, mate? You got a free? And he said, no, we've had a 4-day break during the week, so we're back into it. I reckon Rab's close to 18 seconds later.
If that.
Bill's gone, so what are you doing for the weekend, mate?
I was watching the cricket.
Were you?
Yeah.
And you're doing what you always do, which is not listen.
What?
Jai, well done, mate. Now, how do we become a member, by the way, Bartholomew?
Believe in the Hawks. Grab your new membership for 2023, hawthornfc.com.au. Why wouldn't you? Very exciting young team at the Hawks.
Up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do.
Jai Newcomb from the Hawthorn Footy Club on the Rush Hour. Not far away, Bill, from you announcing your final Supercoach positions as well.
Jeez, look forward to that.
Hey, we're giving away $5,000.
Oh, $5,000 we're giving away. That's right.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I'm always wrong, so that helps things, Jim.
Marnus Labuschagne gone, chopped on for 3. Australia 2 for 72. Steve Smith out in the middle. Good opportunity for the Smudge.
Great opportunity.
He hasn't had a big series, is a high-quality player. He's got a good look at a good pitch here. Might just be his day.
Come on, Smudge. There's only 3 Aussies that have made over 50, Jim. So we haven't made 100 yet.
We'd like him to be a big 100 maker in this innings.
Well, let me tell you about the Supercoach AFL.
Oh, let me hit the opener.
Win $5,000 with Triple M's Rush Hour and KFC Supercoach. Keep track of Billy's KFC Supercoach AFL All-Star team to win. This year's footy season just got real with KFC Supercoach, Australia's best fantasy footy game. There's a whopping 50K up for grabs plus weekly prizes. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
That's it. We've been chatting about it for a week and the season is only a week away, Bill. You can play KFC Supercoach AFL. 50K up for grabs for the major winner, plus weekly prizes, and it is free to play. But we've teamed up with the legends at KFC Supercoach AFL to give away $5,000, cold, hard cash. Now, before we do that, Bill, can you name your forwards in your team this year, your premiums?
My premium forwards, only 3 of them. Josh Dunkley is one, because he's going to play a lot of midfield minutes and get a lot of the ball, but also can rest forward and kick goals. So come on, Dunkers. Dylan Moore, our man that come in here. We like Dilza. Yeah, he'll play midfield too with the young Hawks, play a lot of footy, plus he kicks goals. The other one is Tim Taranto, who new lease of life there at the Tigers. He'll be in the midfield. Prestia mightn't play a bit, and then Cotchin's out too.
Didn't you ask him to nominate forwards?
They're all forwards.
They're all forwards.
You've put them as none of them are forwards.
So if I have Tomahawk or someone and they kick 2 or 3 goals, that's not as many points as a Josh Dunkley getting 25 touches and kicking 3
goals.
That's
where you can get players who play midfield and forward. That's where you get your value.
That's it, Jim. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Righto.
Here is your chance to win $5,000. That's right, $5,000. Thanks to Triple M's Rush Hour and Australia's best fantasy footy game, the KFC Supercoach AFL. If you know the answer to this question, 1-3-3-5-3, 1-3-3-5-3, who did I name as the captain of my Supercoach team?
Ooh.
I mentioned it only yesterday.
Okay.
So who is the captain of my KFC Supercoach AFL team? 1-3-3-5-3, and you could win $5,000.
That is unbelievable. Play now, supercoach.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You wouldn't know him if you didn't know him.
That's right. Well, you wouldn't. Now, Jim, before the ad break, I actually asked, who did I name as captain of my Supercoach team?
Yes.
$5,000 at stake here, thanks to KFC, the Supercoach AFL team. And we got Decker on the line. Hello, Decker.
Hey, Fat, what's going on?
Yeah, good. Yes. I'm very. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
What do you do? Good.
I'm a plumber.
Ooh, 5K would be very handy. Were you listening yesterday?
I certainly was, mate.
So I asked the question, who did I name as the captain of my Supercoach team, and who is it, Decker?
Marcus Bontempelli.
Raps.
Go back.
He's going to be a superstar of the competition, and he'll have a great year this year after just dropping off a little bit last year. Marcus Bontempelli.
Hang on.
What? He's won it.
Dick.
Yeah, mate.
Who do you support in the AFL?
Big Pie Boy.
Now, we just lost the line with Dick. He's dropped off.
$10,000.
We might have to go back to the massive bank account. No, well done, Decker.
Well done, Decker.
$5,000.
What are you going to do with 5K?
Might treat the lassie to a holiday, I reckon.
Oh, beautiful.
Go to Rosebud or somewhere.
That's where I'm from, mate.
So you got to thank Rush Hour and you got to thank KFC.
Oh, well, thank you, Rush Hour, and thank you, KFC.
Oh, well done, jeez, mate. Good on you, Decker.
Good result, that. $5,000.
For the plumber from Rosebud.
Magnificent.
Well done, Decker.
You're not a real mate.
And if you play KFC Supercoach AFL, you can win more than that. You can win $50,000. You can win 10 times what we've just given away, plus weekly prizes. It is free to play. Congrats, Decker. $5,000. Thanks to the Rush Hour and KFC Supercoach AFL. The Mackay brothers, not too far away. That is both, Bill.
No, it's not.
It is.
It'll be Ben or it'll be Harry. Or one Barry. Of them will be limping. Oh, Barry. That's what it'll be. And one will be limping.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Like a supermodel.
Always had a reasonable level of comfort with what he brings to the table. He and I have got that in common. Oh.
Congrats again to Decker from Rosebud for winning $5,000 thanks to KFC Supercoach AFL.
Bit for us to get through. Congrats to Chris Golding.
Yes, the gold man.
In France.
He's going to go play for Paris for the remainder of their season in our off-season.
He is indeed.
That's good
Paris
now.
Basketball. I say, tous mes avoids.
We've got...
A bit more German.
Sort of German.
No, that was all the
best. We're about to speak to Ben and Harry Mackay.
Yeah.
But we just need to say something.
What, Jim? What have you done now?
Well, we've already spoken to them.
Have we?
Well, Bill, they came in to do their unbelievable podcast,
yes,
which is on the Listener app.
Yeah. Ben and Harry podcast.
Ben and Harry. And we snaffled them at the same time to have a chat to us for today's show.
Yep.
And after we had a chat to them, it was brilliant. They're good boys.
We spoke about playing on each other after seven years.
Of course, the big game on Good Friday, and then the next minute after the interview. I reckon it was probably about 25 minutes after the interview.
Yep.
Ben's gone to training.
And?
Damaged his foot.
Well, I think he had it damaged, and he went and got a nice little test.
Bill, trying to create a little craft here.
No.
You reckon he already knew sitting here?
He lied.
No, he did not, Bill. He had no idea. Happened the next day. But it's not reflected in the interview. So when you're listening to it and thinking, why the hell aren't these blokes asking Ben about his
foot?
It's because it was earlier in the week when they were in here for another matter for their
podcast.
Mm-hmm. So we grabbed him and chatted to him. He hadn't damaged his foot by then.
And there are two of them.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah.
You're now acknowledging that.
Well, I saw them with my own eyes.
Bill, one was on one side and one was on the other.
But if you're fair dinkum, you didn't know which one was Ben and which one was Harry.
I always thought Ben had the darker hair.
Yeah.
That's how I always used to tell them apart.
But
then Ben comes in with lighter hair. I'm looking at Harry going, well, have you actually put some...
You didn't know.
What's it in his hair? Well, I didn't. He's got a bit of paper in front of him, and he's got Ben and Harry with an arrow, and then he had to cross the arrows off and change it.
One of them had a watch on, so I did that, and they're identical, let me tell you.
2 for 75, Smith on 2, Khawaja 27, very important little patch in this test match.
We've slowed down a little bit.
I have.
Now you can get Ben and Harry's brand new podcast on the Listener app, by the way. It dropped yesterday, but they do join us. Not so live after 5.
But Bill didn't ask him about it.
But Richo man, Jason Richardson, is live. He's coming up next.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what happened to me, Jim?
What?
I ran out of shampoo.
Oh.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ben and Harry Mackay not far away. Same studio.
Yes.
Pre-recorded. We must acknowledge that was the case, but they were both in here, so we're going to get to Fat.
Were they?
And get an acknowledgement that his stupid theory that they're the same person's wrong.
Have a listen to Richo. Richo's laughing already. We haven't even got him introduced.
Jason Richardson, welcome.
Hang on, I've got his intro.
Our next guest knows a bit about bursting out of the gates, having won the 1993 stall gift.
And away they go. Papabianco away though. Bill quickly in the sky with Kuba. Richardson, then coming Martin McDill. It's Richardson home and away. Coming at him again, McDowell. Richardson in front. Richardson beat McDowell.
Now he's swapped foot speed for a fedora to preview all this weekend's racing action. Please welcome Jason Richardson.
Out of the blocks into the finish tape.
Yes.
That's how...
Well, he jumped from about 80 metres.
He did.
Had to run 20.
20.
Poor old the Capra. Way I like to describe it's 47 steps to liberate a young nation.
Oh.
Poor old Dean Capabianco, who was running off the proper distance.
110.
He's he looked to up jump 55 metres away. There's Richo. Now,
he liked the Mackay, like the Mackay brothers, who I think's only one. I don't know if you won that stall gift. I don't think it's a myth.
Hello, Anthony William. Hello, Jason. JB. Hello, Waskily Wabbit.
Hello,
brilliant to see you all.
What are you doing, Richo?
Mate, I want to talk horses,
yes,
and
please.
I want to talk a new show that we've got up and running on the screens of Seven called Horses for Courses.
Great name.
With my co-host being the little speedy one, Emma Friedman.
Oh,
she's brilliant.
We love her.
How much do we like? They should make a little doll out of her.
Yes.
She is like a little Energizer bunny of brilliance.
She is.
Guess what?
What?
I gave her first ever job in the media.
Oh, you're claiming.
She was not. Yes, I am.
Oh.
Just stand by. We were doing a little Sunday morning show on the radio on a network that you used to, that very few have heard of, but you used to do some work
right.
at.
Oh, yes.
A Sunday morning show, and we needed a racing girl,
yeah.
And we contacted her. She was 19. She'd come in Sunday morning, hungover, with her graspy little voice, yeah. going, "Oh, it was a great day at Flemington yesterday." Everyone fell in love with her attitude.
She's brilliant. I agree
with
that.
She gives you some winners too. She's got some contacts.
Well, she certainly does. Contacts
more
don't
than Richard provides.
Oh, no.
Oh,
hey. Actually gave
well,
us a winner
going
on
right
the...
now. Is he?
Oh, hang on.
I gave up.
A 20 to 1 pop.
Well, it was 40s.
40s. Non-conformist.
Correct.
On the weekend, he tipped that and it won.
So. It's like the old saying about the broken clock. Twice a day, it's right.
You know what?
You're
mean spirited.
Bad tipper.
And you've clearly haven't holidayed well, so I'm not looking at you.
Look over this way.
I'm looking at you,
so horses,
the owner of Steel City.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, horses for courses.
Yes.
So when's it? Fridays?
Screens of 7 on from Friday live on 7 Plus and then on 7 to Saturday morning, the perfect way to set up for a big day of racing on Saturday.
And you had Jamie Carr on last Friday.
Last week.
How's Jamie going?
She is going really well. I tell you, a young lady who is so happy in her life, as well as riding amazingly.
Oh, yeah.
9 Group 1s in her career, more than any female rider in history. She is one of the best 5 jockeys in the world, full stop, regardless of what sex they are. She's a superstar.
She is indeed. You got Daisy working for you? No.
We have Daisy Thomas, and of course we have the Hoff, Felix von Hoff, who captured no one's hearts. Well, he got a little loose when he was doing, when he was the bachelor.
Now, are we going to talk horses here, or do you want to do it next segment?
Well, I reckon we need to.
I didn't realise it was a double segment.
Because well, you've got a double banger.
Double banger.
And you're only getting paid for one.
Right. Are you talking about the horses running Saturday, or are we talking about your horses?
No, we'll talk about Super Saturday, Richo. Huge day out at headquarters, Flemington, this Saturday, of course.
Yes.
A couple of big ones, the Australian Cup, the Newmarket.
So not the Australian Cup. That goes back a couple of weeks. We've had a change in the autumn program,
what am
Bill.
I looking at?
So, but we have the Newmarket, which is the Melbourne Cup for the sprinters. So we have 16 sprinters hurling down the straight at fabulous Flemington, and the Australian Cup's a couple of weeks' time.
We have the
Australian
Cup prelude.
Oh, no. You just forgot to put the prelude bit in.
Really important part of the whole naming of that is the
thank
prelude.
Thank Christ, Richo's. Yeah, let's I thought you knew about racing.
Well, I just left prelude out. The Newmarket. Let's find a winner there because there's some bloody good horses
after
there.
After the break.
Oh, no.
Break.
Jeez, Waskily.
That's what I thought we were setting up to go to a break.
Well, he just wants to talk. We've got two different lots of horses to talk about.
Right.
The Super Saturday horses.
Yeah.
And then your rubbish.
No, but his rubbish is running on Saturday, but in Sydney.
Right. Well, okay. Which do you want to do?
Well, let's talk your rubbish. Because Steel City was A.W. Brownless in the ownership.
Yeah.
Was legitimately unlucky in the Blue Diamond.
Genuinely.
So what about...
But goes to Sydney is a huge chance to win. But the question I want to ask you, Bray.
We've got a new
jockey. Don't look at him.
Got a new jockey, yes.
$700,000 this horse cost. Oh, and no. A.W. Brownless is a very significant owner.
He owns
one of those little bits of hair
that come out of the nostril. That's all he'll have.
I doubt that.
Well, how come as soon as he got on board, it was like he was riding the bloody thing. And then we're watching yesterday. He's got some other thing, Royal Invader, that just wins.
Oh, that came second.
And that came second.
It was good.
Fill the Fridge, you told us about.
Fill the Fridge was years ago. Not one Adelaide Cup Day on Monday over there in the Cinderella.
Have you ever owned a winner?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
On that cheery note, we're going to take a break with Jason Richardson. Proper horses running Saturday.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Did you brand yourself in the last break information brownless?
Knowledge.
Knowledge brownless.
Knowledge brownless.
Jason Richardson has stuck around, by the way. Catch Richo with Emma Friedman on Horses for Courses tomorrow, 4 p.m. on 7+.
All right, now, Richo, we were trying to get before, sensibly, Bill was trying to get to the proper horses that are running on a big Saturday at headquarters. Run us through this big stars.
So the Newmarket Handicap is this awesome big sprint down the straight worth $1.5 million. I Wish I Win will be the favourite, trained by your good man in Peter Moody, who's an outstanding. We love Peter Moody. We love
Luke Nolan.
How honest he is and how gruff he is. Luke's won the race a couple of times with Black Caviar and Wanted.
Good horse. What about really its second good horse? Last start? Come really from nowhere.
Absolutely flew. That was 1,000 metres, 1,200 metres suits. Meets a few of them worse off at the weights, Bill, because that was weight for ages. This is a handicap.
Righto.
So zero your eyes all the way down the bottom, and there's a Group 1 winning 3-year-old filly by the name of In Secret. You can get $5 for her, and the one below her is Buenos Noches, trained by Matthew Smith.
Say that again.
Buenos Noches.
Oh, I love it, Richard.
At about $13 or $14, might be a little each-way play. So there are a couple of three-year-olds against the big boys. So that's what you might consider for what should be a ripper.
Second up form, not really, but Buenos Noches.
Well, second up form, to be fair, it's only its second preparation, Bill. Small sample size, William.
Righto, what else we got? Got another winner?
And then big racing up in Sydney.
Yes,
so
please.
A Group 1 in the Coolmore, and also the two-year-old races, which Bill's part of, being the Magic Knight. You win, you're in the Golden Slipper.
Right.
The richest juvenile race in the world, and Bill's got a live chance with Steel City.
Up against
a champagne that I'm no doubt your beautiful bride-to-be would absolutely love in Blanc de Blanc.
Oh, Blanc de Blanc.
Oh, the Runart. You'd
be
right.
Have you got a different jockey?
Yes.
Because, Richard, I don't know, the last run.
Ryan Barless just come along and say.
The last run. Who did?
Ryan's just going to jump Barless. On now.
Is that any relation to Regan Bayless?
Even Regan, yes.
I knew the surname was Bayless. I assumed he had the first name right.
Regan. That's why he hasn't been returning.
Otherwise known as Ryan Bayless.
I tell you what is interesting, Richo. A Blanc de Blanc.
Yeah.
J-Mac's not riding, is he suspended?
He's riding this week. But at the moment, he is suspended for Golden Slipper Day for interference yesterday. Midweek meeting. However, he is appealing the severity of that because potentially next week, five Group 1s, it could cost him $250,000.
Wow.
Animo is one of his winners that should be riding. The favourite for the slipper, he's arguing for that piece of interference, I don't think it should cost me $250,000. That's the sort of money these guys earn in one day.
That's big money.
Guys and girls.
And was it bad interference?
It was bad interference, but I think he might get a little technicality. He might get a day shaved off that. So he rides tomorrow. Blanc de Blanc is owned by some of his mates. I reckon they'd be keen for her to get over the line. Mahaba will win the boys.
Who?
Mahaba in the Pago, but not going to the Golden Slipper.
Good.
All right. What else are we up to, please?
I'll tell you what. Mm. I was watching you over the summer, Richo. Very good. I love the Big Bash. Very, very good. Chemistry with all the boys on there was fantastic.
Great stuff.
You did all the heavy lifting. I would turn it on. You're in Cairns.
Tough yards. Coffs Harbour,
Alice Springs.
Anything that James doesn't want to do.
Mary Jig.
I do.
You were everywhere. I'm watching it, and it was great to watch. Finals come along. I thought this would be good. Our man Richo will be there front and square. Who comes in? Oh, Flog. Jing. Jing just wanders in and says, hey, I'm the boss here. Richo.
I'll tell you what happens.
How do you take that,
I think you've described it perfectly.
Yeah, how do you?
I'll tell you what happens. In your game.
Yeah.
Right? You get jockeys that do the track work. That go to Millicent, Mount Gambier and Kalgoorlie and joints
that sort
like
of setup. Yeah.
But then when you get a proper horse in a proper race, Damien Oliver wanders in and says, get out of the seat because now we need a win.
Yeah. Right.
That's how it works. Is that right or not?
I think he summed it up perfectly.
We need to say no more. He does a magnificent job.
He must say, hey, what about me?
No, you know what? Unlike you, I don't need to be front and centre. I'm just happy to play a role. I'll just chip singles early on and then he comes and hits some significant boundaries in the final.
All BS aside, when you first started doing it, you had doubts yourself about your own cricket calling ability and you have done a magnificent job.
Thank you. So, you know what? Superb. Most importantly, it's great fun. And we've actually, and it starts at the top and not pumping him up, but we've got a great team. Everyone gets on well.
You've done well, Richo, and for a runner.
No, that's fair. That's fair because he doesn't believe runners have skills. Now, we've had this discussion.
Individual kind athletes.
He doesn't
not
rate
team
them
athletes,
highly.
But he's just a bloody runner, runs down a paddock at stall and wins something. But then, of course, we see him on the cricket, goes well. Footy goes well. Does. And racing, flying, and everyone loves him. So, well done, Jason. Well. Very good.
Thank you, Anthony Williams.
That's the last nice thing we ever say.
Are we going to get a wig?
On or off air?
Well, I wouldn't
get a wig.
I tell you what, if I got a wig like the one that you got that time, which was absolutely magnificent, and you actually looked at yourself and thought, that looks quite good.
What about the girls outside?
And they started to fall. Trust me, I wouldn't be the only one in the cricketing world to run one if I ran one.
What Bill did is looked and thought, that's way too much like Doug Bollinger. I need to get that thing off my head. So he didn't water it and it got all crispy.
Who else has got one?
I cannot say.
Cannot or will not? Which one?
There's a few.
All right, the show is called Horses for Courses. It's
Thank
on tomorrow
you, team.
And the screens are 7. And you do a magnificent job. Good luck with everything.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, you bloody old boring man.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and right now we are joined by Ben and Harry Mackay, who have a brand new podcast called The Ben and Harry Podcast, available now on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just speak.
Shut up.
What's the big deal?
I haven't finished speaking because you cut me off.
Go on then.
So let me finish speaking and then have your opinion. That's what you're meant to do.
Welcome to the Ben and Harry Podcast. The Ben and Harry Podcast launches March 8 on Listener or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
I want an official acknowledgement now.
Right.
With the two boys in studio with us.
Yes.
That your ridiculous theory that they were the same bloke is now defunct.
For 8 years it was okay because no one has seen them in a room together or they've never played together.
Their mum, who joined us last year on the show, said, of course I've seen them in the same room.
So this one's Harry.
You're pointing to your left, Bill. We're on radio, I think.
This one's Ben.
Right. Thank you, Bill. I know they are.
We've been talking for 10 minutes. I've got different arrows pointing on my sheet here.
I want you to say that I now acknowledge that there are two Mackay brothers.
Yes. Unless there's a Photoshop or something. Oh, I do believe it now because we even had your mum on last year, Trace, who was sensational. We loved her. But she was towards the end, and even I think the other brother, Charlie, was thinking maybe there is only one. Is that right?
Charlie was starting to question a few things after all the media reports, which was disappointing. But, yeah, I think everyone believes it now, Bill.
Well the thing was you'd never actually got to play against each other.
In 7 years.
Yeah.
The VFL we did.
Right.
Put that up. Twice in the twos, but not at AFL level. Nah.
Wasn't twice. But
it was.
This is what happens in the podcast.
Basically, Bill.
A lot of work's gone into the name too, Ben and Harry Podcast.
Yeah.
Who came up with that?
Was it maybe MJ?
But that is, wasn't one game you're going to play and someone pulled out late and things like that.
It's been three of those, yeah. I think it started 2020 up in the hub where Harry was injured. I don't know what he had. And then 2021, he had a foot injury, didn't he, or something? And then...
Broken foot, I think.
I would hope it's broken. And then last year I got suspended for the first time ever in any sport anything. So a bit of bad luck, but...
But
Benny, there'd been some banter because you were about to line up on your brother. Well, the North were about to play Carlton a couple of times, and I think I remember you either tweeting or Instagramming well, I get the opposition's best forward, so I'm probably going to get Levi Casbolt. So there was a few little barbs thrown around.
Yes. I was thinking about how it all started, and I think it started back when I debuted in 2017. I got knocked out that day, unfortunately, and then Harry jumped on Twitter and said, he posted a photo of me getting stretchered off saying, how'd you go singing the song or something? Well, that's pretty sharp.
Yeah, it's all right. It's good.
And then, because we won that game and Harry played a couple of games and hadn't won one, I tweeted back saying, well, at least I've won a game or something. And that's how it sort of started. And ever since then, we've been back and forth and waiting for the day we line up. But, yeah.
How will you go with that? Is it a legitimate question?
Play on each other.
We've got Maddie in the booth with his finger hovering because... There have been lots of brothers play on each other over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And on field, the sledging's always been pretty strong.
Yes.
But Brett Voss.
The Voss.
Took it to a whole new level.
What did he say?
He said, my dad's rooting your mum.
No.
Bill.
He did. He did say that.
As Brett Voss is on the mark and Michael Voss is kicking for goal.
I'll write that one down.
So would you throw any of them out, H?
Barbs.
Yes. Maybe not at that level, but there'll be some sledging, definitely. And I reckon one of us will get reported, at least.
Right.
Ooh. But I reckon there should be a rule. If it's your brother, it should just be cleared.
Yeah. So, it's like the backyard.
Yeah, it's just the backyard. It's just your brother, so you should be right.
How do you get on, you two? You obviously twins. Are you close, but also do you know what's happening? You know how twins know what they're doing and all that crap?
I do know. We're close enough. I think you'd say that, like, we obviously disagree and argue a lot, but at the end of the day, you're kind of best mates, brothers, so... but you hear some twins, Bill, they say, like, if you punch Ben in the arm, I'd feel
you
it.
You feel it.
Do you want to try it? We'll see.
I wouldn't try it, Bill.
No, I couldn't feel a thing.
So I wouldn't try it. You weren't. There was a time when people thought you were going to play together. I can't remember the circumstance. That was it. H with North trying to get you to there or Benny with
you
Carlton trying to get you?
You said
on
a
podcast
or something?
Yeah.
No?
I think
you did. Why would I leave Carlton? No, to go to North Melbourne.
No, this is prior to the Kangas dropping off at touch.
It was in the draft. You know, you said something about the draft. It was on Dylan Friends or something, and you said,
"No, I said that when AFL teams came and interviewed us before the draft, as recruiters come, we said specifically we'd rather not play together and go to separate clubs. Oh. And I think Carlton actually said to us, or after that, we're going to take both of you, and we said, "No, don't take us both."
Why is that?
Wise decision. I don't know. I think 18 years of being in each other's back pocket, JB, I think it was time to go our separate ways, I reckon. But
About growing up? You would have been good on the fang, I reckon, at dinner table.
Oh, my goodness.
So I reckon poor old Charlie wouldn't be that big because there'd be no food left for him,
would it? Once we moved out of home, he started to shoot up dramatically.
Imagine that at dinner table. What? Jeez. And you're all competitive and you would have played together as kids and all that and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we played
at Warragul.
Yeah, down in Warragul.
Yeah.
Plenty of footy, cricket, basketball. So enjoyed that a lot, but was always that competitive streak in the backyard field that we I think we'll ever lose. So
I like that. Yes. We're gonna take a little break here with the boys.
What's their podcast called?
Podcast
Jim?
Has been on air and already received
rave
reviews.
Well received.
Well received.
It's called Ben and Harry.
That's it.
Do you want to write that down, Bill?
Oh, I did. It's on listener.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill, we don't want to make it all about us.
No, Jim, we don't, but...
we're going to.
Ben and Harry Mackay have stuck around because their brand new podcast, the Ben and Harry Podcast, dropped yesterday on Listener or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we've got round four, big ring around round four, Bill. Of course, Good Friday, North Melbourne, Carlton.
Wow.
Marvel Stadium. There's going to be close to 50,000 there. So we need you both healthy. You can get through three bloody games or two of you, can't
you'd
you?
I hope so, yeah. I was saying earlier this year that I wish the AFL would schedule Carlton v North early in the year because the percentage chance of getting injured obviously is lower. So I'm glad they listened and should be a good day. It's on a fair occasion now, so maybe that's what it's been waiting for. But
everyone will be watching.
That'll be
when they go down to shake hands.
Yeah,
and what will you know?
Do you reckon you'll shake my hand, Ben?
Yeah, you won't just brush it off.
Yeah, I think so.
Who benches more? Who's stronger at a
I don't actually bench much, JB. Actually. Yeah.
Why?
More do dumbbell stuff, yeah.
Oh,
it's a copy. What do you do then?
A bit more than you, obviously, because you don't do it.
Obviously, yeah.
I'll tell you who kicked more goals. Righto, boys. Okay. Harry's played 86 games and kicked 174 goals. We know he's a star there.
Big clunker.
Ben's played 52 games and kicked one.
Well, he's a full back.
I know. To run us through that goal, Benny boy.
It was late last year against Adelaide, I think, down in Hobart.
Right.
Nobe thought it was a good idea to play forward that week.
Yeah.
I think I took a few marks in the first quarter. I should have had four. I should have, though.
There he goes.
And yeah, I think it was only 20 in front, Bill. Yeah. So
well done.
Not a difficult one, but
yeah,
these forwards make goal kicking harder than what I think it needs to be. So
no, it's not. It is difficult. A lot easier now being a forward because you chop the arms and four umpires, they give you a little pull on the jumper, you get free kicks.
Oh, it's so easy being a forward.
Not sure, Bill. It's still a tough caper.
Mate, do you ever watch back in the day?
Yeah, but at least it was one-on-one all day. Now it's one-on-four is nearly a good result as a forward.
Oh, listen.
Give me a space.
They're not listening to your crap.
They're not listening
to anything you're saying.
So in the Bible here, the season guide, you're 202 centimetres, Ben. Harry, you're 200.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm 204. In there, I should be.
No, and you're 104 kilos and you're 106.
I think you got that wrong.
Yeah, you will have. You 100% will have. No. There's no doubt about that. While you're looking that up, how's Clarko going? Benny boy?
Yeah, he's good. He's just a ripper person, mate. I can't speak more highly of him. He doesn't take himself too seriously, which is good. Has a laugh at himself. And he's galvanised the group really well. So alongside Todd Viney and a few others, it's been really impressive. So I've really enjoyed the last two or three months under Clarko. And I think we're on the right track. So.
Focus on defending the ground a bit better, which will help you. Mm.
Yeah,
last line of defense.
I think most good teams start from that end and build their way up. So he's been really strong on that, and that's certainly helped me for sure. So.
And H, what about the Blues? My wife-to-be, end of the season, there's never been a more devoted Blue than Lisa.
There's some good Blues, aren't there, fans?
Oh, my gosh. And she is just desperate for you to get back into September and get the army flowing. And is this going to be the year?
Yeah, it's a good question, Jim. I'll be political here. I think we've set ourselves up pretty well, and I think everything's pointing in the right direction. Obviously, the season's about to start in about a week, so you never really know until round one starts. But we've had a really good summer and another, 4 or 5 months under Vossi and the new coaches. Everyone's in a pretty good spot. And I think we learned some pretty good lessons last year in probably the harshest way. But, the boys are ready to go, and I think we're pretty ready to give it a good shake. So we'll see how we go.
Sam Walsh, very important in that. How's he coming along?
Yeah, really well. He's such a professional, Sam, and very diligent with his rehab, and he's ticked every box so far. In terms of a timeline, I don't know, Bill. I have to ask the physios, but you see him running around on the track and training, and looks $1 million, so he won't be too far off.
What about Charlie Curnow? Must be great playing alongside him. Just let him go, let him run. He's like a stallion.
Yeah, he is. He's like a kelpie. He just runs around. He's
a stallion.
Stallion?
Yeah.
We'll go with Kelpie. Don't pump him up too much with a stallion.
Yeah.
No, he's very fun to play with Charlie. Obviously, get along really, really well with him. And what he did last year was, I still don't think he's got enough credit, to be honest.
No.
But, looking forward to having another season with Charlie and see what we can do together.
Mm. Now, Benny, there's been lots of amazing players that have worn the superb jumper you pull on. But Ben Cunnington, for me, is as ridiculous a unit as the AFL's seen in the last 15 years. I don't think he's ever had a massage. Never been in the medical room.
He doesn't do exercise like stretches and that, does he?
He doesn't really need to, Bill. He's so built already.
He's
such an impressive bloke, Cunners. On and off the field, the way he carries himself. Yeah. He's one of my favourite players to play with, Cunners. His backstory, obviously, the last two, three years has been quite incredible. So, we're just all pumped to have him back out there. And the difference he makes in our side is, incomparable, really. So.
He tried to drag you down to Port Ferry and get you on the boat, get some tuna.
Nah, I'm not a big fishing man. He loves it, though. He's a dedicated fisherman. So, he loves that. But, can't wait to have him back out there and doing his thing.
No, he's a star. And star. Cripper, of course. How pissed did we get with him after the Brownlow, H?
Yeah, it was a good night. I'm not going to lie. it's pretty cool to be part of, even just the table, to be on a table with a winner and then, obviously, you're with the who's of the AFL, but Cripper was just like a rock star. It was like everyone, it was just the aura around Cripper that night. But the best part was just his friends, family, his parents came in as well. Yep. And his brothers, and heaps of people from the club. So it was just a fantastic night. Everyone was so pumped for him, and he's so humble and modest. And yeah, he'd hand that back in a second for team success. So yeah, we're all so proud of him.
He's a star.
So have you got those numbers sorted?
Yeah, no, I was right. So boys, here, you wear a watch and you don't wear one, Harry. Why?
I'm not wearing one right at this second. Yeah.
But you normally do?
Occasionally, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Girlfriend?
No, no girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, of almost 8 years, Bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you haven't had one for?
No.
It's interesting.
Well, look at him, Bill. He's not the...
Well, he looks like you. I wouldn't say too much.
Identical twins, aren't we?
Favourite food?
Harry?
I'm pretty boring. Chicken rice, I don't know.
Yeah, I got steak.
Oh, so different. You can't just point to identical twins, Bill, well, on the radio show. Favourite
drink?
I'm not going to know who they are.
Harry?
What was it?
Drink.
Sparkling water.
Ben? Of any drink? Or...
Yeah, any drink.
Oh, I'd say coffee.
So they're different, totally different.
No, that's it, Bill.
Mm.
Yeah, and they exist.
They do. It's good to have you two here together. Tracy was right, your mum, that she said, I gave birth to two of them. I know she said that. I know I did. So she's a star, and good luck to you too.
Well, hang on. We got a little bit more of what went to air yesterday.
No, what?
On the listener app, the show,
yes.
Ben and Harry.
Yeah, what could we get out of that?
I think we were talking about who'd play them in a movie. Is that right? Run it down.
Oh,
right.
Here we go.
First of all, who do you think would play the two of you?
We're going to say the same person. I already know it.
3, 2, 1.
Chris Hemsworth. Well, yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Have you received that before?
Yeah,
did people tell you that?
No, you have not.
I have. I swear in my life.
No, you have not, mate. Why would I lie about that?
If someone said you like Chris Hemsworth, they were taking the piss, I guarantee.
Well, we're the same. We're the same person. Do we look the same?
They're lying to you.
So how they said it to you and not me?
If we're look a bit more like Chris Hemsworth.
We're identical twins, mate.
There we go.
So you just get all that. They
Big
just
Thor,
argue.
Your Thor.
Your Thor. Do you know that joke?
I do now, yeah.
Nah, well done. Good luck with that.
Ben and
luck.
Harry.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
That's what it is, Jim.
No, it was on here yesterday.
And they're
how do you get hold of it, Bartholomew?
Listener app or wherever you get your podcast, just search for Ben and Harry and click subscribe.
All right, round one coming up. The Blues, obviously the Tigers. That game's on Thursday night. That'll be enormous on Triple M footy.
What do they reckon, Jim? How many?
Oh, 85. Minimum 90. 85.
Yeah, I'm hearing 90 early.
Oh, how good.
And Carlton are a chance.
Yeah, oh, a bloody oath. That is a ripping start.
Who do North play?
No, we're West Coast at Marvel.
So that could gettable. Be what, 10,000?
Gettable round one. 10,000. That's disrespectful.
You listen to the podcast. That's what it all is.
Benny, go around there and give him a clip.
him
a clip.
I'm in the middle. No.
Bill's a referee.
Good on you,
good
boys.
Good to see you, boys. Thanks, can't wait for round four.
Ben and Harry Mackay on the Rush Hour. Grab their new podcast, the Ben and Harry Podcast, on Listener. The first episode dropped yesterday. New episodes fortnightly.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
What about this for a star-studded lineup tomorrow? We're in Perth, of course.
Please tell.
A Bronson Garlick, the man with the best name in Australian sport.
Exactly.
Melbourne Storm debutant, mature age.
Yep. Rugby league.
Rugby league, thank you. And Andy Brayshaw.
Oh, star.
Of course, fourth in the Brownlow last year, best and fairest at Frio, All-Australian, etc. Idiot Song, which I've had a listen to and love.
And?
Dave Reynolds.
No.
Because the V8 supercar's about it. So what about that for a lineup?
Newcastle, Jim, also I'm
give
hearing.
Give me a show that has a lineup like that anywhere.
Well, I'll give you some extra. Some French gold.
Oh, no.
I've been talking to my friend Jean-Paul.
Surely not. Jean-Paul. Well, what about some Thursday finish the show gold?
Sorry.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Well, you were rightfully woolied yesterday, so we need a lift in standard.
Rabs, actually, you got a lift. Actually, I can't wait to get to Perth. My son came home from school yesterday, Jim, and he said to me, what kind of mouse can walk on two legs? Oh, I don't know. Mickey Mouse? Dad?
Robert, start it. Start it now. Hit that button.
No, wait.
Hit it, Rabbit. What? He hasn't even been able to finish the joke.
I'm not going to tell you then.
He stopped mid-joke. But now he's trying to get out. Oh,
wasn't a bad joke.
All right, Rob, stop the music. Stop the music. All right, we'll give you the chance.
Well, that's all
to
I
go
ask.
Again.
That's all I ask.
All right, we'll give you a start from the start.
My son came home from school yesterday and he said, "Dad, what kind of mouse can walk on two legs?"
Yes.
I don't know, I said. He said, "Mickey Mouse."
So you went to the punchline.
Yes. Now, "Dad, what kind of duck can walk on two legs?"
Yes.
And I replied,
"What?
What would you say if I asked you?
Well, if he was Mickey Mouse, you'd be saying Daffy Duck."
"No, all ducks walk on two legs, you idiot."
And then he puts an F-bomb in there. The only way you're getting a laugh.
Turn it around now. Yes. Turn it around.
Now the F-bomb gets it.
Yes. Only because you've got to swear now.
And who says Daffy Duck? It's Donald Duck.
I don't know. Daffy was his missus.
No, I know. No one ever mentions Daffy. It's always Donald.
Come on, fat.
He's all got ducks. It.
All that worst delivery ever.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.